on the first official day of fall, which means that cold and flu season is just around the corner. Helen Branswell has been wondering how those viruses might mix with the COVID pandemic. She's a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Helen, good to speak with you again. Welcome.
Hi, Peter.
And it's been a very difficult September. Some hospitals around the country just overloaded with COVID patients. Considering how bad it's been lately, what do you expect this winter?
Earlier in the pandemic, it was much easier to see what was coming. But after the Delta variant emerged, I found myself really in a situation where I wasn't sure what to think, you know, about the months ahead. So I reached out to a bunch of different experts who I deal with from time to time to try to get a sense of what they saw. You know, some of it was a little bit more reassuring than I had expected, to be honest, given the last few months.
How so?
You know, for one thing, some of the experts I talked to seem to feel that because there had been, or there has been, such a big wave of cases over the summer and into the early fall, that we may not have as big a wave in the winter. That's, you know, effectively, it will have pulled forward some of those cases.
Well, in fact, you spoke with an epidemiologist at the National Institutes of Health who said that by the end of November, new cases of the Delta variant could be down at quite a low level. So if that's true, if the Delta variant does start to run its course, what could happen after that?
Well, yeah, that was another piece of quite heartening news. She said they constantly monitor 9 different modeling groups, and effectively what the models were suggesting was that because of the amount of immunity in the country, both from the people who've been vaccinated and people who've been previously infected, that we could get back to sort of daily case counts that were where the country was sort of in June before Delta hit, which was sort of down into the 10, 15,000 cases a day. And she said, you know, we conceivably could stay there for a while, but the big if attached to that is if there is no new variant, if a Delta 2.0 comes along that is even more transmissible, cases could start to rise again.
Right. Now, the other thing you're thinking about is the flu, because this is the second flu season that we've entered in this pandemic. And luckily, last year's flu was, you know, practically non-existent. Did we learn anything last fall that might help us as we get ready for this one?
I think that anybody who studies flu understands that it is the most difficult thing to predict. You know, last year, it seems that the control measures that were being used for COVID, you know, both by individuals, sort of masks, hand hygiene, distancing, and by countries, you know, the reduction of international travel really drove down the amounts of flu transmitting virtually all over the globe. It has been at very, very low levels. So looking forward to this year, it's really hard to say what's going to happen. The fact that kids are back in school means that, you know, the prospect that they might start to transmit bugs amongst themselves is a real one. And you know, we could see an upsurge in all sorts of things that cause what are called influenza-like illnesses, so colds and that kind of thing. But whether or not
RSV, which is a respiratory illness that's already hitting kids hard. Do you think that hospitals are ready for, like, say, COVID, flu, and RSV if they all converge at once?
That would be really tough. I think that, you know, when we get to the point where there's COVID and RSV and potentially flu, it's going to create a much more difficult challenge for us, not just from the point of view of managing hospital beds, but I'm not sure testing capacity is where it needs to be to handle that kind, the kind of surge we could get in those kinds of circumstances.
One more question, Helen Branswell, before we let you go. Some people may be wondering whether or not getting a COVID vaccine at the same time as a flu vaccine is safe. What can you say about that? Should they be spread out a little bit?
You know, when we first started getting COVID vaccines, the CDC was urging people not to get another vaccine. I think it was for 2 weeks on either side of your COVID shots. They have since eased that restriction. So there is no advice from them to try to put some time between a COVID booster shot, for instance, and your flu shot. Mm.
Helen Branswell with our partners at STAT. Thank you so much, as always.
Nice to talk to you, Peter.